time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Hello and welcome to a brand new season of your favorite taxation show, the Tax and You radio show. This is an informative platform aimed at educating you, the citizen, on your fiscal responsibilities as a taxpayer. Basically, the Tax and You radio show brings tax matters closer to the people. This program is brought to you on your favorite radio station by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. My name is Uke Oga and I'm your host.
This our Cross River state, a beautiful land, oh. But this our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That's one day our hands, yeah. That's one day your hands, yeah. Brother, day, sister, day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we know we last, make we pay our tax. Make we take Cross River to the mass. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water. Everything good. Security, prosperity, plus electricity, better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we no relax, make we pay our tax, make we take Cross River.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Aga. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Today on the Tax and You radio show, our conversation is on taxation and the ease of doing business in Cross River State. Our guests are the Director General, Cross River Investments Promotion Bureau, Barrister Rosemary Tutu Ekeng, and the Executive Secretary, Calabar Chamber of Commerce, Industries, Mines and Agriculture, Kalsima, Mr. Ken Asimita. Good morning, Barrister Rosemary Tutu Ekeng. Welcome to the Tax and You radio show.
Good morning, UK. Thank you very much for having me here.
Good to have you. Good morning, Mr. Asimita. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me with you.
Okay. It's good we have such economic heads here because our conversation needs to be broken down. When we talk about the ease of doing business, what do we mean? Ms. Asimita, what do we mean by the ease of doing business?
Well, basically, in the most basic form that I can imagine, ease of doing business basically is the simplicity in which any entrepreneur can do business within the any given environment. In this case, we're looking at Cross River State. So how easy and how simple can entrepreneurs do business in Cross River State when you look at all the necessary requirements that they have to meet? How easy is it for them to meet those requirements and carry on business?
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay, so I'd like to weigh in on this ease of doing business because it sits directly under my office, under the investment promotion. And recently in April, the Deputy Governor was there to commission our Ease of Doing Business Council office as well as our one-stop investment center. So we just commissioned it in April. So basically, let me give you a background about Ease of Doing Business in Nigeria and Cross River State as well. Okay. In 2016, the Presidential Enabling Business Environment Council, which has to do with ease of doing business, started driving reforms to eliminate constraints in businesses' environments for micro, small, medium-sized enterprises. So just in layman's language, like Mr. Ken, the Executive Secretary, has said, the ease of doing business is not just creating an easy or a more comfortable business environment for businesses, but is actually something that is backed up by law. We have the models replicated from the national level with the Presidential Enabling Business Environment Council. We have the state model, which was inaugurated by the governor in 2020, and we have our office here in Calabar, and we have a State Enabling Business Environment Council. So what the ease of doing business is about. It's about implementing reforms in different sectors that eventually affect the ability of businesses to thrive in that environment.
It's interesting that you say that. We'll come to all of that and examine that in depth as we go along today on the conversation, on the show. Let's identify now those necessary variables that facilitate the ease of doing business in any part of the world. You've given us a Nigerian, Bryce Ikem, you've talked about Nigeria and the cross-related example, but anywhere in the world, what are those metrics by which you can measure whether or not, or how good or not, the ease of doing business is in that locale? Yes, you can go, Bryce Ikem.
The variables that we have, I will use from Nigeria to the world, and I believe it's replicated all over the world. We have various variables. We have like the infrastructure and security of a country or of an environment, and under this we have like electricity, transportation, healthcare, the security. We also have transparency and accessibility to information, which of course that's where my office has a lot to play, investment promotion, and then the state information structure. You also have regulatory environments. That's where the paying of taxes comes in. That's where the licenses for starting a business and then enforcement of contracts. That's where land, property, acquisition of land, because all investment, all businesses starts with land. And then we also have skills and labor, which is how ready is the workforce of that country? How ready is the workforce of the state? How skilled are they? How skilled are the labor in terms of professional skills and other skills to be able, all these things contribute to the ease of doing business and enabling business environment.
All right. Thank you, Baxter. Okay. Mr. Asimita, do you agree with her? Are those some of the metrics by which you measure?
Yeah, basically, those are the metrics, access to information, access to infrastructure.
Skills regulatory, and labor.
Yeah, labor.
Transparency,
yeah. Okay. Especially because the transparency and then ease of paying taxes is also a very key metric in determining how easy it is for you to do business.
I'm happy that we've brought it all out and we've laid it out on the table so our listeners know on the Tax and You show that when we talk about ease of doing business, we're referring to any combination or all of these indices that you, Barrister Ikem, have laid out. Okay, having looked at these metrics, let's assess the situation in Nigeria in Cross River States. What would you say the picture is in the Cross River State business environment? If you want to rate the ease of doing business, I'll start with you, Bryce Ikem, because it's your office. You're the DG of the Investment Promotion Bureau. So how easy would you say, looking at all these metrics you've listed out, infrastructure, security, electricity, transportation, transparency, information, regulatory, skills and labor, how well or not too well? How would you rate it? Just you rate.
Okay, well, I would say that we're a work in progress. The federal government started these implementations in 2016, and as a state, the Ease of Doing Business Council was inaugurated in 2020. So I would say that His Excellency, the Governor of Cross River State, Professor Senator Ben Ayade, has done a lot in this short time to make sure that all these indices, that we're creating reforms in the various sector to make the business environment easier for the businesses here. You know, it may take some time to hit the streets, but definitely I would say that we're doing well. We've started strong and we're still in the implementation phase, and we'll keep on doing that.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I want us to now hone in on tax collection and revenue generation. Let's examine the ease of doing business in Cross River State vis-a-vis tax collections, revenue generation. How is that, Mr. Asimita?
Well, like she's noted, it's a work in progress. Prior to 2015, as at the last ease of doing business, World Bank Ease of Doing Business survey in 2014, Cross River State had significant improvement in terms of its ease of doing business placement. But by the next survey, Cross River State had gone pretty down, in terms of all of the picked up indices. But with the establishment of the State Ease of Doing Business Council, with the advent of the current IRS team, there has been some concerted efforts at trying to, like you said, it's a work in progress. Trying to clear some of the critical issues that now for crossover state, multiplicity of taxation was one of those key things. Enforcement methods was also very, very critical. Transparency in terms of access to information, access to compliance mechanisms, and even complaint redress mechanisms was a key challenge that, you know, was not there before. But I know that of recent, the IRS has been able to implement a complaint redress mechanism. They've decided to improve some of the compliance processes by ensuring that some of the processes are now EEE processes. So it makes your compliance ability a bit slightly better, but it is not yet where it should be, because most of the businesses are still complaining that they are not principally having that ease with which they want to. So we would believe that there's still work to be done.
Okay. I think for the third time in 5 minutes I've heard it's a work in progress. I'm very particular about taxation and revenue generation, because there's been lots of complaints over the years, years past, years present, that businesses are aware and are leaving crossover states for other states due to this issue of taxation, multiple taxation. Let's go deeper into the relationship between tax collection and exit of businesses. Why is one affected by the other? Why does one affect the other necessarily, especially in a climate like crossover state?
Well, and basically what you have is that a situation where government, you know, especially at the regional and local levels, play a very critical role, you know, in establishing what you call the business environment, you know, and it is this business environment critically that attracts investment into the state. Now, where a state does not create the right enabling environment to attract businesses, you know, even that environment as it is, if it is not enabling enough, it will also prevent existing businesses from growing. And when businesses don't find an environment where they grow, there's a tendency they would want to leave. Now, that is the relationship between, and taxation is one of those critical things. If you look at surveys, you know, recently the PricewaterhouseCoopers did a survey, MSME survey in 2020, asking businesses what were those key challenges that were facing in whichever environment they were. And amongst the top five challenges listed was the issue of taxation by almost all the MSMEs.
That's the thing. Shouldn't they be happy to pay their taxes? I want to bring this question directed at you, and I want to bring you into this now. Shouldn't they be taxation? Isn't it a necessity of doing business? Why should taxation make businesses leave, and how can that be addressed?
All right. So I wanted to weigh in on this. Thank you for the question. So first of all, I don't believe that is multiple taxation or taxation that is making businesses to leave Cross River State, if at all they are. There are other factors, just like my colleague, the executive secretary, was saying. There are other factors that affect businesses doing business in Cross River State. I've been a business person even before I got into public service. So there are other factors, just like I listed to you. There's security, there's electricity. If you're a business that operates maybe with electricity and you're spending so much on diesel, example, the hospitality industry, the hotels, they spend so much buying diesel to run their hotels, to run the electricity. These are all other factors. So if a business, you just asked a critical question, that if a business is generating money, are they not expected to pay tax? Every business all over the world, businesses are taxed, because that is how the government can create infrastructure. So I think Nigerians as a whole, Cross Riverians as a whole, need to also kind of change their mentality. They need to be sensitized. We're not used to paying taxes. We're not used to paying our bills, but that is what makes government run. If you don't pay your taxes, if we're not generating revenue, how will we be able to create the infrastructure you need, like roads and other services that will help you service your business? So I want to also appeal to the public, to the businesses out there, to know that it is their role to pay taxes, because these taxes are used to create a better environment environment for you. But on the other hand, I know that the government has its own part to play in creating an enabling environment, which is, like we keep saying, you've heard it over and over again, it is a work in progress. It's not a one day thing.
Okay.
But at least thank God that it is a work in progress and that we're working on it.
Well, Barrister Rosemary Tutu Ekenya and Mr. Ken Asimita, we cannot exhaust this conversation, because we also need to look at the way forward and look at how we can all put our hands together to work on these issues that we've highlighted. I'd like to exact a promise from you to be available for the next episode of this program, where we'll just have the concluding conversation. Do I have your word, Ms. Barrister Rosemary?
Definitely.
Mr. Ken Asimita, will you be here?
I'll definitely be here.
All right, thank you very much. Well, this is where we wrap the conversation, the main conversation, up on the Tax and You Radio Show for today. We've had the Director General of the Cross River Investment Promotion Bureau, Barrister Rosemary Tutu Ekeng, and the Executive Secretary of Calabar Chamber of Commerce of Industries, Mines and Agriculture, Calcima, Mr. Kenneth Asimita, talking to us about taxation and the ease of doing business in Cross River State. Next week, we'll come back to you with the concluding part of this conversation. Stay with us. Coming up next is Dear Taxpayer.
This our Cross River State, a beautiful land, oh. But this our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That's one day our hands, yeah. That's one day your hands, yeah. Brother, it is, sister, it is. Everybody hands, make we pay. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water. Everything good in one. Security, prosperity, plus electricity. Better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax. Make we no relax. Make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You Radio Show with UK Auger.
One time where we dey suffer leg waka go stream just to fetch water to take do everything for house. We go trek so dey all body go dey tire man pikin like mpa. The way the things go for this time, go say dey one day my own man asuku for break leg as he dey climb come out from stream. He dey before he come waka again come meet up in one target. But now, all those things we've been there happen that time now story, because government don't answer our prayer. We go stay for house on tap and clean water when no get yama yama. Go they come out. You understand that? Now tete. Bite to stream palava. No more long waka up and down for water. No more yama yama sickness. And today, why all this is not there? Because we get clean water. Government una do us well. E good to pay your tax. Pay your tax. Make better things happen.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
Thank you so much for being a part of the Tax and You Radio Show today. I hope you've thoroughly enjoyed yourself, even as you learn something about your fiscal responsibility. I want you to remember that this program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. Our website is www.crirs.ng. You can visit the office to answer any questions you may have or give additional information that has not been given on the show today. My name is UK Oga. Remember, it all starts with your tax. Bye-bye.
Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.